And for those of you who have children who might have been scared last night or be having any problem processing things that are going on today without power in your house, maybe there are trees down, maybe there's flooding in your neighborhood, we have two special guests with us. One of them is Dr. Rosemary Trulio from the Sesame Street Education and Research Department. The other, also from Sesame Street, is Elmo. Hello, Elmo.
Good morning.
And hello, Dr. Trulio.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Elmo, I understand that there was once a hurricane on Sesame Street. Is that right?
Yeah, it was.
I missed that episode. What happened?
Well, the wind started blowing really bad, and we had to put tape on windows and stuff. Isn't that right, Ms. Rosemary?
That's right. We prepared, just as many people have prepared for Hurricane Sandy. And the episode also dealt with the aftermath. Big Bird's nest, his home was destroyed, and we modeled how a community could get together to put that community back together. And that's what we are right now. The storm, the worst of the storm is over. We still have high winds, but now is the time for cleaning up.
Dr. Trulio, was that episode or series of episodes the response to anything in particular? Was it a response to Katrina?
No, it wasn't. In fact, it was before Katrina. Sesame Street is based on a whole child curriculum, and so we focus not only on the cognitive skills, but the social and emotional skills of children. And we wanted to have a community show like this where we could model for parents tips so that we could model how you prepare for a storm and how you get through the storm with activities. As you said, many people don't have electricity, so how do you keep your child calm and safe, and to stress the importance of keeping a routine and the kinds of activities you could do with your child. And then after the storm, how you can empower them, giving them age-appropriate activities that that they could do along with you. Children want to stay close to their parents, and they follow their parents' lead. So if you get nervous and uptight, they're going to pick up your emotions. So that's my advice. Keep your children safe and close, and follow the lead of your child.
Elmo,
Elmo's mommy and dad go shopping, and we got some water and some peanut butter and tuna fish and stuff like that. So we were okay, but Big Bird's nest ruined.
Oh, yeah, you broke up for a second there, Elmo.
Yep,
Big Bird's
sorry.
Nest.
Yeah, Big Bird's nest got ruined, but we got to help put Big Bird's nest back together again.
And Dr. Trulio, is that something that can be therapeutic or cathartic for kids to help in the restoration effort, whatever that may be?
Absolutely. Whenever you can empower children, it helps them as well. I think that for really young children, you could have them draw pictures because they need to be able to express their emotions. They're going to have questions. They're going to be asking lots of why questions, and my advice to parents is just to listen closely to what your child is asking so that you could answer their question, and don't give them more information than they're ready for. But if there are cleanup activities, as long as they're safe, to have them work along with you is very empowering and very therapeutic for the whole family.
Normally, we would ask you to tweet us a question for Big Bird, but today you could tweet us a question for Elmo and use at Brian Lehrer on Twitter. And we just got one in from, I think, a fan of yours, Elmo, named Lottie in Park Slope.
Hello, Lottie.
Who asks, Elmo, were you scared last night?
Yeah, but Elmo was with his mommy and daddy. So Elmo asked a lot of questions and learned a lot about what was happening.
What kind of question did you ask? Do you remember any of them?
Yeah, that's a good question, because the wind is scary, right, Elmo? The sound of the wind is scary.
Yeah, because the windows were moving and stuff, but they said, yes, it will calm down and everything will be okay.
That's right, and I hope they kept your bedtime routine, Elmo. I hope you got to bed on time.
Oh, Elmo did. Elmo
good.
Got to go to bed and said goodnight to Dorothy. Dorothy was a little scared, but she's okay now.
Oh, good. I'm so happy.
Dorothy's a goldfish, right?
Yes, Dorothy's almost pet goldfish.
I wonder if Dorothy could actually hear the wind down there, or if maybe the water protected her ears from all of that.
No, she said she could.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, she's very smart.
Yeah, she's the one smart goldfish. Dr. Trulio, I think there are different ways that you process it with different age kids, too. For example, during our special coverage last night, we had a call from a 14-year-old who told us that he was playing Scrabble with his family, and his mother made sure to use the word relax. I hope she got that X on a triple-letter score.
I hope so, too. I was playing Scrabble with my family last night, too. I have to say, you know, thank goodness we were safe. And so it's these family times where you actually can play board games. We live such busy lives. It was nice to spend quality family time together.
Well, I want to thank you both very much for coming on. I'm sure this is reassuring to many of the grown-ups in our area who've been extremely nervous over the last days, and some of the kids, too. So, Dr. Rosemary...
Yeah, Emma wants to say, if Emma's friends out there, if they don't have electricity, it will be on very, very soon. And be careful out there.
All right. Thank you very much, Elmo. And thank you, Dr. Rosemary Trulio from the Sesame Street Education and Research Department. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wait a minute. Elmo, you still there?
Yeah.
Hang on, because I think we have a caller for you.
Okay.
Might be the youngest caller ever in the history of the show. And so let's see. We're going to put two people on together here, John and Tallulah in Brooklyn. You there?
Hello.
Hello, John.
Say hello to Elmo.
Hello, Elmo. Hello, Tallulah.
Tallulah wanted to know if she'll be able to go to school on Thursday.
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough question. I think we have to wait for our mayor to make this announcement. Elmo wouldn't know that.
Well, Elmo hopes that she does, because Elmo knows that doesn't Tallulah love school?
You like school? Say, what do you say? Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, so Elmo hopes that Tallulah gets to go back on Thursday.
Oh, Elmo, you're such a goody two-shoes. Most of the other kids hope school is closed.
Oh, Elmo loves learning, as all children do. So
all the time.
That's why. Yes.
The school's closed. Yeah, the school is closed. But it'll be opening up again soon.
Tallulah, thanks so much for your call. I really appreciate it. Bye, Tallulah. Bye, John.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mr. John.
And
bye-bye.
Bye, Elmo. And bye again, Dr. Rosemary Trulio. This is really great. Thanks a lot.